interesting childhood to begin with. I'm sure you're sensing some of that. There's some kind of a default that feels like when I sleep at night, now I wake up. So it seems like the more I'm practicing these principles, the more my vibration is tuning in, I'm feeling the contrast so much more intensely.
In your dreams, what kind of dreams
are
you having?
It's not dreaming. It's just I wake up and I'm rigid. You know, I'm tense. There's anxiety.
Are you aware of any dreams?
Sometimes, but they're kind of nonsensical. They don't make any sense. I've been starting to, I've listened to you and I've heard you say, pull the thread in, pull it in and try and remember as much, but they seem kind of silly. It's just the feeling that I feel more than just this cerebral brain, dreaming part.
Well, let's talk about this in a way that you can really hear us.
So,
as you talk about those experiences of zoom, 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 and you say, I feel them, and we wanted to say, sometimes you do, and sometimes you do, and it's becoming more and more frequent. But those are not the only kinds of thoughts you're thinking. Sometimes you're thinking thoughts that don't zoom, zoom, zoom you.
Right.
Now, it's wonderful that you're aware that you are frequently in that place, and it's wonderful that you're aware that you can deliberately bring yourself to that place. But you, like everybody else, do have some, like our friend before you, some residual thoughts that are still active in your vibration that don't serve you, that come up from time to time. And so what's happening to you as you are deliberately, let's start in another place because we really want to make this point clearly.
Thank you.
When you deliberately reach for good feeling thoughts, that's not when you cause your stream to go faster. But it is when you allow yourself to go in your already fast moving stream.
Right.
In other words, deliberately reaching for good feeling thoughts allows you to move faster in the stream. So the more you consciously allow yourself to move faster in the stream, the more the resistant shows up as sort of tension.
Right.
It's like the story that we've been telling for a very long time, that a car that's going 100 miles an hour and hits a tree is a bigger problem than a car that's going 5 miles an hour and hits a tree.
Right.
So your stream has been flowing rapidly, and now you're letting yourself, by virtue of your more positive, good-feeling thoughts, you're letting yourself go with it more. And when you don't go, you feel
really
the tension of it. So all that tension is, the reason that we were asking about your dreams is because when what you think and what you feel and what manifests always matches. And what you're thinking and feeling and what's manifesting in your dream is always a match too. And we think that what's happening is some negative manifestation is happening in your dream that you are waking yourself up from.
Okay.
You're waking yourself up from it because you don't want to go there. And that is such a good thing.
Oh.
That means that means that you're consciously working on your wake state, but you've got some residual worrisome thoughts going on that you haven't yet quite cleaned up that are showing up in your dream state. And all of this is happening because you are so deliberate about wanting to get it cleaned up. So when you awaken and you're lying there tense, just smile and say, good for me. I woke up before I went to that unpleasant place.
Oh,
good for me.
That
for me, I woke up. I woke up before I went there. And then just lie there and feel proud of yourself for heading it off before it got there. And then once you find that thought and you relax into that, you might say to yourself consciously, don't get too involved because you don't want to wake up in the middle of the night fully, but just say to yourself, I'd like to know what's at the bottom of that so that I can clean it up. And then in your wake state, more of it will show up when you're at work. More of it will begin showing up. This stuff that's showing up that you think, oh, man, I thought it was better than this, is stuff that's showing up so you can clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, that's the work. Closing your gap is the work. A belief is just a thought that you keep thinking. And negative beliefs are just chronic negative thoughts that do not serve you. It's wonderful when they come to the surface and you can deliberately choose other thoughts that take their place a little bit at a time, you say. So we don't feel anything in your vibration. When you said, I had an interesting, that wasn't the word you used, childhood, you're probably sensing that, Abraham, you said. We wanted to say to you, we are not focused upon it, and we don't even sense that much of it within you. In other words, it's not an active part of your vibration. It could be. In other words, even you're calling your attention to it and then us coming back to it, we could aggravate that. Someone in the